The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do that. Our old friend Pat McGann is in the studio with us. There you go.
Hi, Ro.
Now you get to say,
oh,
hey.
There I am.
There you go. That's the whole deal. He's going to do the top five at five with us, and then we're going to talk about some other stuff on the other side here. But, you know, Hawk Harrelson's going to join us, too.
Come
Hawk,
on.
Hawk Harrelson.
Is he?
Yeah. You should stick around with that.
I'd love to. I love Hawk.
Right. Because, yeah, I mean, you're a Virginia Southsider, right?
Yeah, and I used to do a podcast with the White Sox, and I did a funny Hawk workout video.
And you're still a Southsider. Don't you live in Beverly?
Yeah, I live in... we say West Beverly, Morgan Park.
You live in Morgan Park. Okay.
But people, the real Beverly people would be like, he doesn't live in Beverly. He's on the other side of Western.
Are you in Mount Greenwood?
No.
Okay. Right. You want to make it perfectly clear.
No,
I
love
Mount
Greenwood. Love Mount Greenwood.
You don't, do not make fun of Mount Greenwood.
No, of course not. I'm in West Beverly is what they call it. We always said Morgan Park when I was growing up. Never really said Beverly, but yes, that's where I live.
There you are. All right. So Hawk Harrelson is going to be with us. He just made the Hall of Fame.
I know. Fantastic.
So this is going to be a big deal. All right, let's get started here on the top five of five. We've worked our way.
Number five.
All the way to number five, which means we haven't gotten anywhere yet. Justice Department Inspector General was testifying on Capitol Hill today in front of the Senate. And he was talking about all of the findings from this initial report. And there was enough for both sides to claim victory. I can just tell you that right now. The report found significant inaccuracies, however, and omissions by the FBI in their FISA applications, especially when it came to this Carter Page guy, who you might be familiar with from the news. So Senate Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Dianne Feinstein questioned the Inspector General himself, Michael Horowitz, and said,
"You didn't find a deep state conspiracy against candidate or President Trump."
So, as to the opening, we found no bias, no testimonial documentary evidence on that,
and no rationale for a deep state that.
We looked at Mr. Priestap, as I noted, was the decision maker, and we did not find any evidence in his emails or texts of having engaged in any. Bias or having any bias.
Mr. Priestap is an FBI guy. But in case you're wondering who Mr. Priestap is, he's an FBI boss. Then Ted Cruz says the whole process of investigating the Trump campaign was like a parody of an action film.
"And I can tell you from my time at the Department of Justice and from my time in law enforcement, any responsible leader, when hearing that you're talking about sending in spies and sending in a wiretap on any presidential nominee, should say, what in the hell are we doing? And by the way, the people up the chain who are saying we didn't know, if you had responsible leadership, there's no more important decision than you make. I can tell you when I was at DOJ, if someone said, let's tap Hillary Clinton or let's tap Bill Clinton or John Kerry, the people there would have said, what in the hell are you talking about? What was going on here? This wasn't Jason Bourne. This was Beavis and Butthead.
I love the references that a lot of times I don't want to sound out of school here. A lot of times it's the Southern senators that throw in these random references. Just like I heard Lindsey Graham was like, the hurricane crossfire was a crossfire with a hurricane. Just like they just say things that are familiar.
Chuck Grassley from Iowa kept referring to Yahoo News as Yahoo. He was not familiar with the Yahoo as a Yahoo.
They're all idiots. Yeah.
Well, Ted Cruz, they didn't actually tap Donald Trump.
They were
trying to tap the Carter Page for
trying to tap
reason.
Melania.
Yeah, no. Well, oh, hey, easy.
Hello.
All right, let's check in now. Here is Jen DeSalvo. She's got the
no
traffic
one left in the
Get
studio.
Get him out of the studio.
I mean, you bring up the most serious stuff. I'm sorry.
All right.
Get real in the morning with Larry Podash, Robin Baumgartner, and Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN Morning News team. Weekends 4 to 10.
It's Robin Baumgarten, by the way. And if
what
you
did
make
I
that,
say?
If you make that mistake again, Tom Skilling has to come over and he actually...
Did I screw up her name, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And he kneecaps you, which is... it's a damn
I deserve
thing.
It. I can't believe I said that.
She's a Southsider, too.
She is a Southsider, too. That is correct. Pat McGann is with us. Pat, I should mention this. Pat is going to be... You're doing Christmas week, the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
At Zany's in downtown Chicago. And then on New Year's Eve, you're going to be at Zany's in Rosemont.
Rosemont, yeah. Two shows on New Year's Eve. The show's after Christmas. There's tickets, I think, for the 27th, the second show on the 27th, and the late show on Saturday, the 11:15 show.
Okay, Zany's.com for all of that, right? Thanks. And then it is just a ton of fun.
Yeah, man, I love, being home for the holidays and, I've been traveling a lot, and to be, that week after, I remember when I was house MC there, that week is just great energy in the club. People are loose. People are off work.
And you're on tour right now?
Yeah, I've been touring a lot with Sebastian Maniscalco. I've been opening for him.
Now, who is that guy again?
he's killing it, man. I always say this guy, he's in rare air. He's not too many comics. I mean, he sold out the United Center. I got to open for him there in November.
Can I ask you, right before we get back to the top five? Well, I'll do it on the other side. We'll do it on the other side. We're going to talk to Hawk Harrelson and stuff like that, because I want to know what that is like to do comedy in front of a 20,000 seat stadium. You got to really be something special to be able to pull that off. And Sebastian has become that.
Yeah, he really has. Yeah. So just to be on that ride with him has been really cool.
All right, hold on. Stand by. Here we go. We're up to
number four.
Pat, we've not come along very far here. Lifetime has released a trailer for Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, The Reckoning.
Oh, man. It's like his music videos. There's always like a sequel. Wasn't there?
I'm still in the closet.
Is he like a sequel to that?
Actually, he's not in the closet anymore. He's in a cell, and that's a problem.
Oh, man.
All right, and so you remember, this is it's amazing. People have been talking about this for years and years and years about R. Kelly, and the video was out, and he was acquitted in the mid-2000s for all this. And then it took a TV show for people to start paying attention to it.
Yeah.
That's where we live now.
The climate had to change completely, and then once Cosby went down, the rest of the Legos fell, or the dominoes, you'd say, I guess.
Remember Michael Avenatti, the attorney? Somehow he's still not in jail, and he is here to say that more tapes are going to be revealed in this series.
Robert said, don't believe everything you hear.
RCA dropping him from the label. When you start messing with somebody's money, crazy jumps out.
Yo, help me with this!
Robert.
R. Kelly's former manager was arrested for allegedly threatening to kill him.
His manager threatened to kill my whole entire family.
People look at some of these allegations and they blame the parents, or they blame girls. Where they should be blaming people is where the blame belongs. Huh. And that's on R. Kelly and his enablers.
Huh. Wow.
What a mess.
Man, the story wrote itself.
Well, and he was the most amazing thing is he was getting away with it, and then you had parents along the way that were literally letting their kids, go off with him because they all thought, well, they want to be Aaliyah. And we learned later now that's one of the charges that's going to pop up here is that Aaliyah was 15 at the time that they got married. It was not legal, and the parents were the ones who had to go in and try to get it, stopped.
Yeah,
I mean it's
and how long did it go on for? I mean, this is like how long does it take to take someone down from that at that level, like the whole Michael Jackson thing too. Everyone knew, right? Everyone, there were always whispers about all this stuff.
Yep.
And oh man, number four was a good one.
Well, let's find out.
Number three
is as good. A runner accused of assaulting a reporter on live television. You see this? The guy who smacked the
best question on radio. Back, see this?
The back end. His name is Tommy Calloway, and he's a moron. I would just like to let's just begin with he's a moron. But he spoke out to Inside Edition. They're morons, too. Now, here's what he has to say. Now, if you saw this over the weekend or you saw this yesterday, there was this was huge viral story. It's a reporter who's standing on a bridge, right, as these people are running across the bridge.
Oh, I did see this. And he pat her on the...
Right, and he runs by and he slaps her on the derriere. And then she has this look on her face like, I am going to kill you.
Yeah,
and then she charged him with assault, right? And we had a clip of her yesterday saying, "Hey, listen, this. I'm sorry that I had to charge him with this, but he took something from me by doing that." And it is amazing how many women encounter this. It is, shocking that this is as prevalent as it is. But so here's this moron trying to get himself out of the trouble that he found himself in.
What were you thinking?
I was getting ready to bring my hands up and wave to the camera and to the audience. And there was a misjudge in character and decision making. I touched her back. I did not know exactly where I touched her. I totally agree 100% with her statement. And the two most important words were her last two words, do better. And that's my intentions. I did not see her facial reaction as I just kept on running. And if I did see her facial reaction, I would have been embarrassed. I'd have been felt ashamed, and I would have stopped, turned around, and went back and apologized to her. I was caught up in the moment.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Let me explain what he was also caught up with.
Gone back and apologized. Then he would have ran an 8-minute mile.
But here's the best part of this, is that he's apologizing really to his wife. This is like the Kobe Bryant press conference is what it is for a guy who nobody's ever heard of before this.
That's just, there's cameras everywhere. You can't be, I mean,
well, it was a camera.
Touching people. Well, you can't touch people, right? That's like this.
Yes.
Just don't touch anyone.
Right.
That's the new, you're going to get germs anyway.
I had my hands removed.
Do this not is, touch.
Right. This is, these are screw on
hands.
You
see now like celebrities taking pictures with people. And people will post them like, hey, way to go. And they'll like give credit to Tom Hanks for, if you're standing with people he doesn't know, he's just hands just.
Right.
Not even putting your arms around people.
Right.
Or around their waist or around. Yeah.
So
don't touch anyone.
Thank you. All right. It won't. Now, his wife, he's got wife and kids. And he wasn't thinking, you know, I'm going to do this with the, like you said, with the cameras everywhere. And it was also one of those moments where you can tell this is, you know, sort of this people just want to get on TV because people were jumping up behind her while she was, you know, they're running across. And then, you know, it's a bunch of people just kind of mugging for the camera.
Right.
And this guy is like, I was going to do that, but then I decided I'm going to pat her on.
I was going to wave, and then I just thought I'd grab her ass.
And it was a misjudgment. Yeah.
Okay, it was really? A misjudge of character. He had, like, words that he wanted to say, but he just combined them.
And he was referring
it was to a misjudge of character. Who's his own?
Yes. And then that's the craziest thing. Yes.
Oh, man.
Number two.
In Kansas, there's a Christmas display that's a bit on the naughty side. Shelby Gash has put together a 20-foot Christmas light display on the roof of her home that looks like male genitalia.
Oh, boy.
She said she did it because she thought it was funny.
The neighborhood's kind of like vibes kind of gone down because everyone's kind of uptight. So it's more of kind of the orneriness. People think it's hilarious. People are stopping in the middle of the night, taking photos and laughing. People think it's so much fun. I think there's a lot more laughter than it's bringing out anything uncomfortable, you know. Sorry if this is actually really bothering people. I'm just trying to make a laugh.
Shelby's neighbors, Marcelo and Christy Vergara, aren't impressed.
What do you think it looks like?
Well, it looks like a giant little well, it's certainly a statement. I don't know to what, but probably not appropriate.
I don't know what I would have done if I would have driven. I probably would have wrecked my car.
Laughing.
I am.
It's a joke that wears out pretty quick.
It's a joke, yeah, and I don't think it's appropriate for little kids.
Yeah.
I have a theory on this. I think Shelby Gash is getting even with things that she went through when she was a child.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I love that.
She just, probably had a lot of trouble.
Is there a visual for this one? Where can we see up on the rooftop?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And
is it like spaced correctly with the chimney? Like, I'm trying to picture it. If it's like coming down the roof.
Hey, that is not to, that's not to scale.
Is it excited to see Santa? Or is it kind of, meh, why are we playing Christmas music this early?
Number one.
Long time Chicago White Sox announcer Hawk Harrelson has been named to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We will have him on coming up in just a few minutes. But the really cool thing about this is that A.J. Pruszynski was at his house this morning. You had to know something was up, right? When you, like,
oh,
you're
yeah,
Hawk,
sure.
Right? And, you know, you're sleeping in the tracksuit. And then the next thing you know, you get the at your door and you open it. Hey, what's going on? Oh, it's A.J. A.J., what you doing here? And it's A.J. just, like, getting him into the kitchen.
Yes.
And, like, hey, make some coffee and we're going to get on the phone because a phone call is going to come in and.
Hello.
Hey, Ken. This is Tim Mead with the Baseball Hall of Fame. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to share some good news with you and let you know that you have been selected as the 2020 Ford Scene Frick Award recipient. So congratulations and welcome to the club.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. I'll tell you, I really appreciate it, but I also, I don't know how to, I've never felt like this, so I don't know what to say except thank you.
I thought for a second he was going to abdicate. Did you? I'd like just for a second, I just want to say I won't accept. I mean, that's kind of where I thought he was going.
the first time that you've ever heard him like speechless. That's how taken Hawk was. Wow. I love that AJ was there. AJ's involved somehow in everything. But this is just the beginning of great things for the Chicago White Sox.
I think you might be right about that.
And I'm really fired up for Hawk. He deserves it.
He does. He does. He's, you know, this town has been blessed.
Yeah.
To have the kind of sports announcers, sports anchors, sports personalities in this town that we've had.
Just the language that he dropped, like, and yeah, you could go back to the history of Holy Cow, Holy Mackerel, but like Big Hurt. I don't think he invented a can of corn, but the way he used it.
Yeah.
Stretch, everything. Put it on the board. He was great with words, and he was just the voice forever, so I'm happy for him.
Yep. All right, so we'll talk to him coming up in just a few minutes. But first, it's time to wrap this up.
The Top 5 at 5.
It's the news with Kim Gordon.